Wow, I love surprises like that, you know? It's great. Well, it's no surprise about this next woman. I know how good she is, whether she's reading her poetry or playing the piano and singing. Please welcome Carla Schwartz.
Hi, everybody. What a magical night of music we've been having. I am going to read to you a few poems. My poems are pretty short. By the way, I have a mini feature here coming up in June 4th, by the way. So speaking of June, this first piece is called Figs in June. I used to say the only good reason to live in Florida was fresh figs in June. I never told that to Frank. Frank had a backyard pear tree. The pears were spotted and misshapen. He didn't eat them, so I could have all I wanted. The tree was taller than his house, so I had to take the drops. That was okay. Those pears would be good for a pie. There were also two fig trees at the side of his yard, close to mine. Fig trees are short, with mushroom crowns. The figs are hard and green and bitter until they ripen when they turn soft and sweet. Frank didn't need no truck with the figs either. But the birds, they was another story. You might think the tree of knowledge was a fig. Somehow the fig trees taught me outsmarting the birds. They only gave for about 1 week in June. I'd head out with my little green pint basket and pick a day short of ripe. Frank said, one time I climbed up on my roof with my BB and shot a squirrel right off the tree. I used to want the pears when my girls were young, but the squirrels would eat them first. And okay, that's right. And so I'm going to read you two more poems. They're new. That last poem is going to be in my book that's coming out next year, actually. The next two are, I'm introducing you to somebody, you might know somebody in your life who is a princess, and this first one is called The Princess. The pink flip-flops have her name on them. She wastes no time selecting these. The princess slippers know her as well as she them. Not so with the mangoes or bananas or nuts. These she deliberates. Only so much fits into her little princess head, and her purse is finite. She must prioritize. She can't buy the nuts after all. The princess sees the small cordoned area near the beach and proudly recognizes the small mini golf course for the sea turtles. A private one, of course, just right for their reclusive selves. One course per family, she presumes. I have seen the princess making a video on the beach. She on a bicycle, her minions all around. She practices waving, hola minions, hola. One or two that recognize her royalness wave back. The princess wears her finest dress to dinner. Expecting to be paid compliments, she holds out her hand, and when silence shakes it, she asks how she looks, and sure enough, she looks marvelous. When at last she tumbles into the princess bed at the end of the day, she calls down, having forgotten the princess's glass, "Minion, water, please." She thanks him with a kiss, and water pleases. And this final piece, thank you. So this final princess piece is called Rise Up. Listen, don't be sorry you dwell in the dark, mud pressed between your toes with the progress of each stomping step you take. Let there be mud dwellers, the princess decrees, and there are mud dwellers in the realm, and you are among them. Be nice, and the princess will never hold a mirror before you, reflecting the mud in your toes, the muck that oozes from your ears, the vomit that renders the mud all the more slippery. Nice begets nice, another princess maxim. Look up, look around you. Notice the clean, pink-thonged feet. Don't step on those toes. Don't lower your gaze. Rise up and smile in the presence of the princess. Revel in her radiance.
Thank you. Thank you. Carla Schwartz. Thank you. And again, she'll be doing a mini set here June 4th.